Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal HaMebeis Lamed Gimel, the Melachos of Mavshit, Ma'abed and Meleach. The Chiyodim in Klal Yud Beis, excuse me, in Simon Yud Beis, says, Afogab the Ein Ibud Ba'uchlim. We've set already a rule of Ein Ibud Ba'uchlim. The Moras Machloikis to Amoroyim, whether the Ibud applies to Ba'uchlim. We pass in Rabbi, it says, Ein Ibud Ba'uchlim. But Hanumash Hu Eichel Gomer, that's something which is fully edible, it's going to be used as a food. It's a food which is used as a food, even if it's not edible when you stir it, like we discussed raw meat. But eventually what's going to happen is going to be something going to be used as food. So the process of processing food to be food, we have a rule in any Bibaklum. Excuse me. Person has the fat of the animal, Caleb or the Shuman, and the person is processing it to be able to, that shouldn't be Masriach. Person shechs the animal on Yom Tov. So there's parts of the animal which he's not going to be eating, he's going to be using the fat. Caleb is part of the fat which is also to eat. It's translated in English as tallow, T-A-L-L-O-W. So tallow is not also b'hanah, it's only also b'achila. So they would make candles out of tallow. They would use other purposes for tallow. The person shechs the animal. He's afraid that the fat's going to start to rot, mimasriach. So he wants to salt it. He wants to do a process of ibud. He wants to salt it to preserve it until after Yom Tov. So is he allowed to do that on Yom Tov? So the Mora says in the Beya that one cannot do that on Yom Tov. But the Ran over there says, this over there is not an Issud Rabbanon. Any Mibarachlim but Mid Rabbanon, it's also, this is not that. The Ran says this is an Issud Raisa. Those understand that that this is not just this rabbanon, this is a full fledged act of ibud. And though we haven't really explained why ibud ba'ichlin ain't ibud ba'ichlin rabba shita that ain't ibud ba'ichlin, there's no pasuk which tells us that it's a swara. We haven't really explained what that swara is. Depending on how you understand that swara, you would end up, the question when it comes to the chalev, whether the rule of Ein Ibud Ba'uchlim would apply to it or not, is a machlokes rishonim. The Chayyadim points out, there's a yesh armim that's chayev mishum ma'abe, which means some disagree and say it's not chayev, it's only also drabanan. There are different explanations why Ein Ibud Ba'uchlim, let's touch on two of them and see how they would play out, making a nafkamin over here. One explanation why Ein Ibud Ba'uchlim, that the idea of Ibud is the process of taking something and preparing it for usage. So when the person takes a hide and is ma'abed it, he tans it. So now he can then use that hide and he can make cloth out of it. He can use it and he can make a piece of clothing out of it. The person can use the hide as you may make a purse out of it. You can do something with it. So this is, you're going to make something which is a kli, and you cannot make the kli without this hachana of first processing it. So it creates something which has a permanence afterwards. That food is going to be consumed. So even though it's true that you cannot consume it until this happens, but you can't say that you are creating something which you're preparing it for to maintain a function. It's not as opposed to preparing it to then be a davar hamiskayim. You're preparing it to be consumed. So the chashivus of ibud is only when you're preparing it to have davar hamiskayim, when you're preparing it to be consumed. So the concept of ibud doesn't apply. Tallow is somewhere in the middle. You don't consume it, but it is used up. The person uses it to smear on things. The person uses it to make candles. So it has other functions. So we could argue that it's similar to oichel in the sense that it's a consumable. So that would be one explanation. According to that explanation, we would end up saying that any oichel should apply to chelev as well. What would be a way to understand any oichel in such a way that it would that a chelev would be different? Why that would that be so? So let's touch on that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.